Let's get this bitch started. I said, we got this.
Flow stupid, yet the rhyme's so brilliant. Never could you bring the kid down, I'm too resilient. And fuck them biting ass niggas who be stealing. Y'all niggas copy my style like a chameleon. I'm a Brazilian, that's one in a million. Too high for ceilings, it's how I am feeling. What the blood clot? How did all these thug rocks have me looking dumb hot with my eyes all bloodshot? Now that's a mugshot in the making. No need for ovens when you're waking, baking. No fake.
Yo, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Heads Podcast. HQ up in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
Man, we excited this week. Look, we are actually here together in the same spot.
That's why the timing was off a little bit right there. I don't know if y'all caught that at the end right there. But we're not used to not having a slight delay.
No bull. We working with end time shit right now.
So pardon the slight, you know, misalignment, if you will, for the first couple seconds. But we definitely got it. We live in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
We had to make sure, you know, we were supposed to do this last week, but I was having some car issues. But we are in the flesh today in Schmack City. You better believe it. All day in this motherfucker. So definitely thank y'all. This episode 251.
Yes.
And we, of course, are coming at y'all with another regular episode. Wanted to say we have the Cali Uchis album review coming very soon.
Yes, sir.
Orquídeas, I believe is what it's called.
Yep.
So definitely stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're going to hit y'all with another regular joint. Again, super rare edition in the flesh. We do this maybe 2-3 times a year.
Yep.
Probably going to start doing a little bit more. Probably should. But
for sure.
Here we are, man. And we're going to get the show on the road, man.
See, this is our show's long-term COVID thing. Is that we've been on the motherfucking internet for so goddamn long.
Dog, it's funny because we literally used to meet up every week, I feel. Mm-hmm.
Every fucking week we meet up, put out the episode. But damn, COVID fucked that up for a good minute.
I feel like that kind of... And we can kind of use that to go into the last topic that we talked about before. About the... albums and vinyl and shit like that.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
But I feel like it kind of just teaches that, like, people, if you can offer them convenience, they'll take it and replace whatever they had before without even thinking about it and give up what they had before, because it's like, granted, you know, we get a better show, I feel, doing it in person.
Mm-hmm.
But the convenience of, like, you know, of time, saving time, of like, you know, I don't have to drive up here. It's like
exactly. I mean, shit, we wouldn't have been able to do the Thanksgiving episode, because I was in Jersey when we did that joint.
Exactly. So, you know, it definitely offers a level of convenience, but ultimately, you know, it's nothing like the real thing of, like, you know, sitting in a room. Because that's what a podcast really is. Like, at the end of the day, I think we do a pretty decent job at it of doing it online, but I do feel like a podcast should be, like, you know, being in the same room as the other person, and kind of just vibing out, you know what I mean? That's really what it is.
Oh, yeah. Now, like, when you've been around like us and you have, like, you know, the vibe that we do, for lack of a better word, that mm-hmm. I'm trying to actually think, where we've been together and we've been doing this for so long, we know how to go off each other on this show. Yeah, the chemistry, there you go. The chemistry is that we can actually do it online and it not seem like it's too bad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And there's a few shows that can do that, a few podcasts that I listen to that do it primarily online now, because of, like, they live on different coasts now.
For sure, yeah.
But, like, we've definitely found a way to make that work for us. We've gotten around the technical issues a bunch of times, and then of course the pause that we, or like the what is it called, like the little
delay.
Bit of delay, there you go, that we have normally, we've learned how to get around that. So you know, like, we out here, we doing our thing, dog. And again, thank y'all for listening and being with us and not complaining, because I mean, sometimes we had some issues, you know what I'm saying?
absolutely man. But you know, speaking about, like, just the convenience factor, you know, you mentioned you know, because I recently seen, I'm sure you did, that Best Buy got rid of their physical media.
Yeah, man. It's a sad day.
And when I tell you that both me and Trey, that was, like, literally, even though we're a few years apart, that was still part, something that was equally a part of our childhood right there, is physical media. Like, I remember one of the most coolest things about going out with your folks was, you know, going to, like, the Like, if you went out to, with your folks to, like, Target or, like, Walmart or back in the day, whatever.
Yep.
Going to the like, where all the DVDs were at, yeah, where the games were at.
Music section and shit. The electronic section, basically. Anything that you could find back there. Video games, music.
Yep. And all of that shit, it was dope because, you know, you couldn't see that at home. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the only place you could look. Same thing with magazines, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
facts.
You couldn't read or see any of this shit anywhere but in that magazine. Mm-hmm. And it was just something cool about going to the store and seeing that shit. But now they took all that shit away, and that's just crazy.
I mean, what? We used to go to the magazine. There used to be a whole magazine aisle in the grocery store.
Yep.
And you could go get all the little magazines you want. They had comic books and shit dispersed in there. They had all type of little shit in there that was, like, you know, real cool. They had the crossword puzzle books. They had little kid stories. They had actual books that they sold. So there used to be, like, a whole media section in the grocery store to get all this shit from. Just like when you go to fucking Best Buy or anything like that, they had the whole, they had the media collection over here, the DVD collection over here, CDs over here, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And, Lord, I don't even know if you remember it, because I don't know if you were old enough to go there before it closed like that, but Tower Records was my shit.
Oh, come on, bro.
I'm just saying. Cause
I caught the end of that. I want
to
say,
bro, we used to go to Tower Records.
You talking about it was one right there in Rockville?
Yeah, right over there, exactly. Like, we used to go over that motherfucker on, like, a Friday night because we was doing nothing. It didn't close until midnight.
Yeah,
we just go and listen to random music because they had the listening stations all over the place. So that was how you found out about other types of music other than, like, watching, like, the different shows that showed different types of music videos on MTV way back in the day.
And see, right, not having, I'm gonna jump around a little bit right here, but not having or having the option to just listen to what specifically what you want, right? The specific song at the specific time that you want. It makes it so that you don't find these gems that you kind of found back in the day. Because sometimes you would hear songs because you didn't have an option.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you might get on get in your car, turn on the radio, and, you know, you might listen to a song that joint that you would have never usually have heard, but you did now because, you know, you had no choice. But now with streaming, you know, you literally, the moment you want to listen to a song, you just listen to that joint, and that's just what it is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of killed the experience a little bit because I don't find myself listening or finding new gems, even though you would think it works the other way around because we have so much access to so much shit. But given that you have the option to listen to it whenever you want, it kind of makes it so that, why would you listen to anything other than what you want to listen to?
True.
Same thing with watching TV. Whatever.
True. I will say the only bad part that annoys me about Spotify with, like, finding hidden gems, because you expect it to just play a bunch of music in one genre and you can find a whole bunch of new stuff. But, you know, Spotify beyond that play the same shit over and over and over sometimes, shit that be getting on my last fucking nerves. And it's just like, okay, like, I put, like, one song. Say I put, like, I Want to Be Down by Brandy, right? But it's going to give me, the next time I play Brandy, it's going to give me the same, like, 8 or 9 songs in a row that played the last time I listened to I Want to Be Down by Brandy. So it's like, Spotify, y'all need to step it up because y'all don't know what it was like back in the day. Y'all don't know what it's like back in the day to have to be driving and like, sift through a 120 leaf motherfucking CD folder to find a CD that you want to listen to.
Yo, that's such a, like, a mid-2000s thing right there, having a fucking booklet of CDs in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, or like, even, like, video games, you know what I mean? And you could say the same thing is happening with video games because, obviously, it's the same thing as media, where nowadays, if you have, like, a gaming system, a lot of the times, you're better off just buying it on the marketplace of your shit. Why? Because you get it the moment it comes out. You don't pay anything more. It works just as fine, and nothing changes. So it's just a complete overhaul of physical, you know, media. And again, you know, another thing that was cool about shit like that was, like, the booklet inside the albums. You know what I mean? Like, there was certain, like, little things to it that was just like, yo, like, this is special. Like, you know, there was, like, little things that if you're a real fan and you kind of look through the whole thing and, you know, certain things you would only see right there. And it's like, now everything is just kind of out there and like importance on that is kind of like out the window for the
exactly.
most part.
Like, I remember somebody had, like, poems that they had written, like, in the insert joint.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I think during Outkast Aquemini album, they had a comic book in theirs. Their whole shit was a comic book about the two of them.
Right.
Then, of course, there was all the people who put the lyrics inside the leaflets. So that's how you learned the actual words to songs. Because we all know we was fucking up songs back in the day.
Hell,
I mean, it was a whole different vibe, man. And I honestly missed that vibe. And I grew up, I went to college in the era of like burning CDs, like in the big part of that era. So we burnt so many fucking CDs, and it was cool to just make a CD. Like, you're making a playlist, yes, but it's like, is this playlist that, I don't know. There was just something about a fresh burn CD with some of the hottest music on it.
Yeah.
Like that was just vicious, especially where I was in school, where we were away from major cities and we didn't get all the hottest stuff right away.
And I think, right, again, it's because we don't have the access to just listen to it, uh-huh, you know, whenever we want. It was like, it was something special about getting in your car.
Uh-huh.
You put in that freshly burned CD.
Yep.
And you just like, oh, I'm about to listen to this joint. Where like now, if you want to listen to whatever song, you could play it right now at this very moment. It's like so much, like, you know, instant gratification that it took and honestly, right, I think that's why CDs and physical media have kind of fallen to the side.
Yeah.
Is because people, they don't want to watch shit later or when they get home. They want to watch shit on the train.
Yep.
They want to listen to shit on the bus,
uh-huh,
on their way to work. You know, they don't want to have to wait. Like, why wait if you don't have to?
That's true. That's very true.
So I think that's why a lot of physical copies of, like, everything has, you know,
just ceased, plummeted. Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why, you know, shit like Best Buy is starting to, you know, get rid of that shit, because it really is, honestly, as much as it, you know, pains both of us to admit, it's done pretty much.
It pretty much is. I mean, I grew up with vinyl in my house because both my parents are from that generation. So we always listened to vinyl. There was a couple, I was there for the ending of the 8-track era, so I'm not as versed on 8-tracks and shit.
Right.
But I was on, like, what we've seen in my generation. I've seen tapes, I've seen vinyl, tapes, and CDs now all go extinct. And these are like the next generation, the next best thing of how to listen to the music.
That's crazy.
And it's insane because each one really does have a different, to me, they have a different sound. Like, when you listen to something on vinyl, and I hate to sound corny or whatever, like a lot of people say it, but like, it has a warmer sound to it because of, I guess, the material or whatever it is. It just sounds more warm and open like that. But when you had CDs, you got more of the digital vibe where you got more of every fucking sound. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I prefer to listen to old shit, like Kool & the Gang and Aretha Franklin and shit. I prefer to listen to that on vinyl all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, versus CD. Because I think just because it was created on that medium, it's the best sounding on that medium. And it's just like that little crackling noise and everything that you hear when vinyl plays. I think that's like some of the sickest shit. Like, it's just really cool. I don't know why.
Same thing with like 90s hip hop sounds best on cassette, I feel.
Yes. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yes. Man. Oh man, cassettes.
Cassettes.
And I remember shit. We did the same thing with cassettes that we did with burn CDs, except for you had to fucking be on the radio all night long so you could tape your shit.
Oh man, dog, that's another thing, dog. Like, I was there for the very end of that.
Oh man.
And it was such a vicious thing where you just be like, all right, bet. You're like, oh, here's this. It's almost like you had to be at the right place at the right time with your shit.
Yep.
Because if not, then, or it would be tight is when they would do like a mix, like a DJ mix, like
Quicksilver.
And then you just record the whole joint.
Hell yeah.
And you was like, damn.
See, there was not too long ago, I forgot what the hell I was doing in the middle of the day, and I went up to the store real fast and I forgot my phone, so I just turned on the radio and they had the lunchtime mix that they'd be doing like on 95 or whatever, and it was a straight old school dance hall reggae mix. I was done. I was like, yo, I happened to listen to the radio at the fucking perfect time. But I mean, they used to do shit like that all the time. I remember, of course, being from the DMV area, we had fucking go-go night.
Uh-huh. On the radio. Yeah, on Sundays,
On Sundays. And we had the Quiet Storm every night from like 10 o'clock to midnight or some shit like that. Where it was all R&B and love music and shit like that. And then it was just like blocks of this and blocks of that, man.
Classic.
It was like, radio was another great medium for when it was. Man. But like, I don't know how radio is really surviving now, because I don't know many people who listen to actual terrestrial radio.
Fuck no.
And like, most of like the morning shows and shit that people are listening to, like the Breakfast Club that comes on terrestrial radio, people are watching that shit on YouTube.
Absolutely.
So it's just like, I don't know how much longer terrestrial radio is going to be around.
And I think it's for the same reason that I was saying before about people want to watch shit now. They don't want to watch shit. at specific time. They don't feel bound to like, oh, I have to, if I gotta leave the house at 7 so I could listen to my shit.
Yeah.
You know, they'd rather be like, oh, you know, that shit's gonna be up, you know, at 3 o'clock on YouTube. I'm gonna just listen to it on my way home.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? But back then, and again, it's the same thing with like, you know, TV shows where like, you know, they used to come on specifically like, oh, every week at 8 p.m. or whatever. Now, sometimes they'll release the whole series all at once so you can watch it whenever the fuck you want. So I feel like, you know, back with the whole radio shit, it's kind of, that's another reason why I feel like dumb things really, like them shows must really not be, or they must be hanging on by, you know, life support.
Yeah, no bull. But I mean, I guess enough people maybe listen to the radio and shit at work. Like, I guess if you're a truck driver and you don't have Bluetooth in your shit or whatever. Cause I know, like UPS be taking all the technological shit out the truck before they give it to niggas, even stripping the AC, which don't make no sense to me. But like,
that's true. Hey, no bullshit, dog.
Give you a bare bones box truck that turns into an oven in the sun, dog. Come on, dog.
And a fucking freezer in the winter.
Exactly,
dog.
Trash. Nah, not like I work for them, but
yeah, I mean, but the funny thing is, I'm sure we all know somebody who does or has worked in UPS and.
Dog, I could not imagine working in that job. Like, I would be sweated through my clothes within the first hour of work, dog.
My nigga, I sweat eating shit that's even a little remotely spicy. If I'm in that fucking truck, my nigga, I am gonna be in that joint drenched.
I'm gonna be like emaciated by the end of the first week because I'm just gonna sweat off all any excess fat that I have at that point.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna come back looking like a whole entire new person.
Hey, that might be a good thing for both of us. Honestly.
It might be, baby. Truth you never be know.
Truth be told.
Oh man, no. Let's get into some other shit. Randomly, we find out that Glorilla and Cardi B are fucking cousins.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't the first time that we've been surprised by cousins being revealed in the music industry or relatives being revealed in the music industry. Now, we all know that Jessica Simpson had her little sister, Ashley Simpson.
Yep.
What some of y'all may not know is that Brandy and Ray J are cousins to Snoop Dogg.
I just found that out right now.
So, like, there's always been some random connection. I'm trying to remember some other ones because I know there's other fucking connections. I just cannot remember it right now. Mm-hmm. But there's more than one relative situation going on in the music industry. Obviously, the Clips because they're brothers.
Right.
But, yeah, like, there's a lot of familial ties in the industry. And it's just kind of cool to see that another one has been made in the modern day. And it's funny because Cardi B basically gets on and is like, yeah, I had an uncle who was pushing weight back in the day, and he used to go down to Memphis, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And apparently he got somebody pregnant, and then bam, 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 that's it.
Yeah.
So that's it. Like, hey, quick in-and-out story. Sound like a drug dealer story.
It really do. And honestly, I have no trouble believing it, to be honest, because you know that shit again, that's shit that definitely fucking happens. But definitely a coincidence nonetheless, specifically because if I'm not mistaken, she also recently said that Uzi Vert is her cousin too.
Oh shit.
Not Cardi, but
Glow.
Yeah,
damn, see, look at that.
So, and again, you know, they always say, you know, certain artistical talent, because I think, you know, regardless of what you think about all three of them, to be honest, I think they're all very talented in their own way. I think they have a lot of creativity, and yeah, I think it's it kind of, you know, could be something that just runs in their family.
Yeah, creativity is a family trait. Like in my family, it takes different. Like with me, it's vocal. With my aunt, I mean, with my mom and my uncle, it was like artistic. My uncle painted and stuff. My mom does ceramics. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody has something that they're very talented at in my family. So yeah, I've always truly believed that shit is like generational. Like it gets passed down through the blood.
Absolutely. So you know, it's definitely interesting, and you know, it makes you wonder like why they haven't. Now, I don't know if they have or haven't collabed. I think that's something that I...
Who, Glow and Cardi?
Yeah.
Yeah, they collabed.
Have they?
On the Tomorrow song.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Damn, you're right.
Now, I wonder if they knew they were cousins before they collabed on the song. That would be the kicker right there.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But you would I don't know. And again, you also don't know how close they really actually are,
that's
given
true.
That they... I mean, you could be cousins. We all have cousins that...
Yeah, truthfully, I mean, shit. What's his
We don't talk.
Tyga and the dude from Gym Class Heroes. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Oh,
but the lead singer of Gym Class Heroes, they're cousins too. Travis McCoy.
Yeah, you're right.
I forgot about that shit.
You're right. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That is also a weird connection in a way. Even though, right, I feel like Tyga's early music was somewhat a little close to like Gym Class Heroes.
I could say that because it's the same area of California they grew up in and all that other shit. So like I could see it.
Yep. So it kind of.
Yeah.
They had that similar.
Now he's on a rack snack. Rack city, bitch.
Uh-huh. Hey, my man blew up, got millions off of that song.
I can't fake. I make fun of that song and him for doing that song. And then when that song comes on, a little shoulder dip, rack city, oh, bitch. Hell yeah.
Yo, if you like a good 6-7 shots in, you know what I mean? And you somewhere where they're playing that joint, it don't even matter if you're just rocking to it. Ironically,
right,
you know, that joint is still kind of has that little okay.
Oh man, I'm trying to tell you, like I've said 100 times on this podcast, my most ratchet college years were when Lil Jon the East Side Boys came out and all of that shit. So like I don't listen to it like on a regular at all, but let a few drinks be in you and that joint come on at the bar at the party, man, snap your fingers, do your step. Yeah. And you could do it all by yourself.
Was you in college when that joint Yeah came out?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. That was all part of the same era, dog. And it was like, it was a beautifully ratchet time.
You know what's crazy, right? Like, obviously it was probably way more vicious and ratchet for you because you was in college.
Oh, yes.
But I remember, and I don't mean to age you or nothing, but I remember that was, for me, that was like 7th grade.
Oh, wow.
And, or maybe even 6th grade. But I remember that type of music would come on at like the little parties that they would throw and shit like that, yep. Like school party or dances or whatever, as they called it. and I don't know. Like, it's crazy how that reminds you of that specific time right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because all I'm recalling right now is, like, basement frat parties and, like, little dingy houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hundreds of people packed into a space where maybe a couple 50 or 60 should be.
Yo. Oh, my God. That is
wet walls from the condensation. Yo. Sticky floors from the alcohol.
You know, it's crazy, right? Because as great as those times were, I'm so glad I haven't been to anything even remotely close to that in such a long time. Because when you get older, you realize how, like, yo, that shit is fucking ghetto.
Bruh,
dog.
I'll be in that joint for like 2 minutes talking about, all right, when are we leaving? Yeah. You're like, we chilling. I was like, all right, well, I'll meet y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm not doing it, dog.
Fuck no.
Fucking basic. I mean, I had a lot of fun at that time. Don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun. But, like, you couldn't get me to go into that claustrophobic-ass situation.
Hell
now, dog.
Nah.
Nah, dog. I even remember the Platinum Club had, like, the little basement area. But the shit looked like something out, like, the 3rd century Europe that was just should have been a dungeon and shit. Like, the walls look unfinished and shit. Look like it's got dirt on the floor and shit like that. But on the top part is the fancy-ass club. I'm like, yo, why the basement look like this? Yo? Yeah. And you couldn't be, like, taller than like 6'3", or you couldn't go downstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like,
pluses and minuses, man. Hey. You had to make that shit work.
I was out there joint ducking down for a little bit. Like, am I gonna fuck my shit up? No, I got a little bit of space. If I had a fro, that joint be fucking rubbing up against the ceiling and shit.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, but that's the back in the day shit that we loved for, man, like random reasons.
Hell yeah, dog. Gotta love nostalgia.
But yes, again, nostalgia with the families. And I wish I could remember more families in hip hop because I know more people are like, of course, Casey and JoJo.
Fucking Juicy J and Project Pat are brothers.
Oh, shit. That I didn't know.
Really?
I really didn't know that.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck. I know there's more. Oh, Shauna. No. The girl Vita, who used to be on, or no, who's the girl that used to be on Rockefeller Records?
Like back in the day?
Mm-hmm. She's the only one. I think maybe it was Vita. No, it wasn't Vita. Vita was with Ja Rule, right? No.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Amil. Amil was her name. Yeah. She was sisters with one of the girls in 702. I think the girl group 702.
Right.
Because, yeah, she had a famous sister. Or was it Vita that was her sister? I think it might have been Vita was her sister, actually. Amil and Vita. I can't remember.
To be totally honest with you, I don't know who either of them are.
I would not expect you to, because they were neither of them were around that long. Although Vita was out for the beginning of the Ja Rule, like, doing stuff with females all the time.
Yeah,
she was at the beginning of that, like the she was like that, put it on you. Yeah. She does that song. She's on that song.
I feel like there was an era of female artists that their whole career was just making them kind of hooks for that era,
for like Ja Rule. Yeah.
And they all had like single name artistic names, like like Alicia, mm-hmm. or like Rebecca, or you know what I mean. Just like that was their, that was it. It was like Ja Rule featuring Keisha or
something. This
like
random ass girl who you'll never ever see again,
ever, until the next version of this song comes out in like 2 months.
Exactly, and then you'll see her replacement. Yeah. All right, let me see. Now this is random, and I've always thought that this was just like shitty way to run your shit. Because if you're attached to a project, you deserve to know the status of said project. Yep. But Power Book 2 has been canceled. So 50 Cent's next story about Ghost Kid, I don't even like that little nigga anyway. Tyreek was always an annoying ass motherfucker to me. And then basically they canceled the show, and the artist found out the same day that everybody found out reading it online. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's real fucked up, and I don't really care what, I know 50 has said something. I think I pulled up the article and I'll read it in a minute, but.
Oh, yeah, he said he didn't answer his phone calls.
See, and that's stupid. Like, why? Like, yeah. You're going to make more people not want to work with you in this universe building. But also the dude who plays Tyreek, what is his name? Michael Rainey Jr. Mm-hmm. Bruh, this nigga talk like Tyreek in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a game. That's his voice. He sounds just like that. He slurs just like that. It's just like, bruh, like either you're now this nigga because you played him so long,
right?
Or you got that job, you got that voice because you got the job because you have that voice, that sounding voice. You know what I'm saying? Because I still don't think the nigga's a very good actor, in my opinion. Yeah. But it was just weird to hear him talk and still sound like he was in character while he was doing an interview. Anyway, basically, what you said, 50 said, "Don't ask me nothing. I don't know what's going on in them offices. They tripping," and that's what Tyreek's character said. About the closure. "I ain't hear from Stars or Lionsgate once about the show trajectory. Literally sat in their faces last month with a pitch, and all I kept hearing was how much they adored the work done on Ghost. Adored it so much they didn't bother to tell anybody that we all got canned."
Damn.
And like, shit, that's fucked up. And then apparently 50 said he came across Rainey's comments, and he said, "Yeah, because Michael Rainey don't answer his phone. Shrug emoji." I was like, "Bro, that's all you really have to say?" Like,
maybe he reached out to him and he tried to talk to him, and he wasn't answering.
But you didn't call him. You didn't call him again, like a little bit later when he didn't answer his phone. Like,
He did.
Leave him a message at least or something. I don't know. Although I would hate to get a message on my voicemail that said, "Look, we ain't doing a show no more. You fired."
Yeah, that's not something you leave them. Exactly.
Man, but I mean, I think I would rather get it on my voicemail than like read it in the press.
Now let me play devil's advocate here by saying that, as I mentioned before the show started, this happens in every industry, from, you know, the TV industry to athletes. Now I'm more like knowledgeable about it when it comes to athletes, because athletes have came out and spoken all the time where they're like, "Yeah, like I found out I got traded on TV."
Damn.
Or like somebody texted me a tweet of somebody saying that I got traded. And
that's just a lack of respect, for real. Like, and that's all that is.
You know, maybe so, right? And granted, you're right. Like, but again, I just think that, you know, when people remember that it really is just business at the end of the day. And that's why they always say to not mix business with friendships and friendship and shit like
but
that.
But I mean, it's not even friendship just to let someone know that, you know, we're not going to be needing your services next season, or, you know, the show didn't get picked up for another season next season, so blah, 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 blah. Mm. That's just, to me, even as a job, as someone doing a job, and I've had a job recently where I wasn't told the information, and apparently I had to ask if I still had a job at one point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, I just understand how you can be on that side and be look at it, because it's like, oh damn, especially I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have, like, it'd be nice to be informed as being employed by these people that we no longer need your services. Like put me out to pasture and let me find out, like, on the news and shit, all these niggas got fired from the company today.
Right. No, and again, that is true. And again, I'm not trying to justify it, but I just, it's like common practice, I guess. And again, just because shit is common doesn't mean it's right, or doesn't mean it, you know, shouldn't be done in a better way. But, you know, I just think that, for one, you know, everything I just said, but also 50 Cent's petty. And again, I don't know. I just feel like that's just kind of how 50's going to, it's probably going to always be.
Yeah, no, 50 is, we already know, King Petty. We've discussed it 150 million times. I'm pretty sure we have an episode that says 50 Cent, King Petty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
But hey, good luck to the cast out there. From what I understand, I thought, and I haven't watched it yet, simply because I do not like Tyreek. But I've heard that the show was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't hear that it, like, bombed out or anything. So
I heard it was one of the better spinoffs.
So why is it getting, first of all, why is it getting canceled? Love to hear that.
That's what everybody's saying, is that there's other spinoffs that, like, suck all the way. And that this one isn't one of them. That this one is actually pretty decent. So they're kind of wondering the same thing. You know, how come this joint is getting canceled? But
I mean, if it's, I don't know. They cancel stuff all the time. That's good. So I'm sure we'll find out the reason at some point, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a valid reason or not. Hey, it could just be that Stars was tired of fucking around with 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it could be.
So
It could be also that the other ones, the other spinoffs are also on their way to getting canceled, because on top of that, right, let's be real, Stars isn't the most prominent TV. Like, I feel like Stars is definitely under HBO and Showtime.
Yes.
As far as, like, shit that people subscribe to. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's lost subscribers. Maybe they have to make budget cuts. True, and they're saying, true, you know what? This isn't doing as good numbers as Power was. So let's just cut it off.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's true. Very true. I didn't even think about that, because I forgot that Stars is like, it was like a later network that they created too. And it didn't have its own programming for a long time. It just showed movies.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I remember this like a motherfucker. Again, back nostalgia trip again. But I remember they used to have all the Vicious newer movies. Like, I remember they had like better movies, I felt, than HBO did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like their whole gimmick about it. But I do remember that eventually they ended up getting their own programming. Yeah.
It's a shame when, like, you have something that, like, killed it program-wise, and it's still kind of killing it, and it gets cut off. But like I said, that shit happens all the time.
Yep.
Like, there's hundreds of really good fucking shows that just got cut, and so many of them on fucking cliffhangers, and that pisses me off.
You know what show, did you ever watch a show called Your Honor on Showtime?
No, I actually never even heard of it.
It was with the guy from Breaking Bad, Brian something.
Okay.
But the point is that it was a really good show.
Oh, he was a judge or something, right?
Yeah.
It looked like it was gonna be good. I think I saw the first episode.
Yeah. So he it was they only made two seasons for some reason. And
well, I mean, some shows only have like a certain amount of arcs that they do, so it's like built to be like a 2-3 season show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the cancellation.
For sure. But yeah, it's like we said, man, it sucks when shit comes to a close, especially when it's pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully, like I said, they'll all get new roles and stuff. I don't really know the makeup of the cast because, again, I don't watch the show.
Yeah,
so I'm figuring that everybody will be able to get something, especially if the show is as good as everyone says it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, let's see. So, oh, okay. Your man, Gilly the Kid, he started clowning Wallow over pictures that surfaced of Wallow partying with Diddy and R. Kelly. Now, oh, let me pull up the joint, because I didn't get the chance to read the whole thing, but it looked like it was hilarious. Let me see. It was that he had, these are photos that were taken in the late 90s on the set of Puffy and R. Kelly's Satisfy You music video. I don't even remember that song.
Yeah, that's a wild
at
name.
At all.
All things considered, that's a wild name for a Diddy song.
Nope. And it says, what is Wallow doing in the back? Facepalm emoji. You said you don't party. Hashtag party animal. Wallow denies that it's him in the photo, commenting on the post, hold up, because I was there. I was in prison at the time. Don't even try it. Shaggy, it wasn't me. But like, from the picture that I see, and I'm going to show it to my co-host too, you can see clearly Diddy and R. Kelly right there in the front, right? Yeah. And there's a person right over R. Kelly left shoulder. And but you can't really see half the person's face. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely looks like it could be wild.
See? But like I can't tell for shit simply because half the dude's face is like missing. Like you can see his eyes and maybe almost halfway down his nose before the shoulder cuts off the face. So look and see for yourself, y'all, and judge and see if your man Wallow was wilding.
Now what's funny is that I'm positive, right, that there are mad pictures of mad rap niggas from that era. Mm-hmm. To have very, in hindsight, incriminating pictures with Diddy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, back then it was like, nah, Diddy ain't no weird nigga. He's
that's,
you know,
Diddy, nigga.
That's
shit.
Diddy, yeah. But now, obviously, in hindsight, I'm sure, I'm positive that there's mad pictures of that era where, like, if they kind of resurface, not even leaked because they're already out, but if they just resurface, then people would definitely be, have some, you know, weird, I guess, aura about it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, man, it's again, I just feel like this is just Gilly being, you know, going on his friend as friends do. Honestly, if they can't go on you like that, are they really your friend?
Basically, right?
That's kind of what it is.
But also, it's kind of a touchy subject to be put in that basket. R. Kelly and Diddy.
Yeah, for sure. But also, that's kind of I've seen on the podcast, I've seen that's kind of like the running joke. Is that when he was in jail, that he was like, you know, again, rape isn't funny, but that like he was kind of like, you know, messed with in jail or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of like your little.
Okay. Even more touchy.
Yeah.
Man, oh, well.
But, you know, friends is friends. That's what they're doing. So it's all love at the end of the day with them.
Sure. I guess. I don't know. We're playing a little too much with that one. But
yeah, fair enough.
Now, OJ the Juice Man, who is looking extremely skinny.
Yeah.
Especially from the last time I seen him.
Yeah.
Apparently has been arrested on firearms and drug charges after he allegedly was on a high speed chase with the police.
Yep.
And this happened in Atlanta. He was ordered to pull over by the police, and he said they was traveling above the speed limit. However, this nigga ignored the commands and attempted to elude them in the car. So I don't know what's up with niggas and high speed chases these days. Like, they're starting to be more prevalent.
I mean, for one, I'm assuming he went on a high speed chase because he wanted to decide what he was gonna do with that gun or where he was gonna try to hide it.
Yeah,
you know, because we've all, let me not say we've all, because let me not.
Because we all just got gats that we carry around everywhere.
No, but like, you know, we all like, you know, back in the day or whatever, we used to ride around with weed and we're like, before it was legal.
Yeah.
And we was like, man, like if I get pulled over, I got to try to find, I got to have a little spot in my mind to kind of like stash it or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's why, you know, he kind of went on a high speed chase, especially if he ended up pulling over eventually.
He did. Let me see. The article says that after a brief chase, he finally obeyed the officers pulling over, got searched, and they discovered cocaine and a 9mm handgun inside the car, which got him arrested. Now, he was charged with trafficking cocaine, possession with intent to distribute, possession of a firearm, obstruction of justice, evidence tampering, and evading police.
Yeah,
that's a nice little rundown.
Definitely a nice little rundown. Now we all know that not everything sticks, but you know, I'm sure that they probably threw everything in there just to see what could. I don't know if it says how much he had on him or anything like that.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
I did too. let me see. What else did I miss on here? Said, oh, apparently his last, this is his last run-in came in nearly 2 years ago, and he was arrested in Kentucky on similar charges. Damn.
But see, I feel like with motherfuckers like OJ the Juice Man, like, I don't know how much money he made, but I'm assuming just off of his major hits, it can't be that much. You know what I mean?
True.
And I feel like usually with artists like that, you know, they get used to living a certain lifestyle for, you know, the time that they're popping.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, your fucking shit run low and now you got to start doing fucking, you know,
crime. Doing fucking everything. That's that Fetty Wap shit.
Yeah, exactly. Same shit with that. You know, Fetty Wap got up to the point where he was literally the hottest artist out at that point, at least in rap. And
for real, how many rappers tend to have four songs in the top 10 on the charts at the same time?
It was almost unheard of, and it definitely was like a crazy moment, because the nigga literally, he was like rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, he came out bangers, four or five bangers, all charting top 10 or whatever. And now he's in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Why? Because, you know, eventually people got sick of hearing the same kind of flows, the same kind of joints,
mm-hmm.
and they were waiting for different shit. And people, and again, especially nowadays, like I said, it's the instant gratification era.
Exactly.
If people don't fuck what they're listening to the moment they put it on, they ain't about to give you no second, third, fourth chances. They'll move on quick.
That's a wrap, yeah.
People move on quick nowadays. So it's definitely something that if you have the artist's ears, you have to keep it as well. And, you know, it's not that easy.
And people, I feel like they don't really get prepared for that type of thing. Like, you know, like you said, Fetty Wap was the hottest thing for like two and a half, almost 3 years. Then just didn't really have, I mean, well, he released music, but didn't have anywhere near the follow-up power that he had on his first joint.
Definitely.
It's kind of sad because it's like you get so high and you're riding that high so long, but like you just couldn't maintain it. Mm-hmm. At all. Like it's sad on both ends, because he had such a promising career and then just went back to the same shit that he was, you know, rapping about him doing in the past and shit, and then ended up getting caught up.
Yeah,
because it's like, how can you be a superstar now and then go back into the game? Like, that don't make sense to me, because eyes are gonna be on you. Like,
and you know, and you know, and another, I guess, story of people blowing up and then kind of losing it just like that is Bobby Shmurda, in my opinion. As much as I fuck with Bobby Shmurda, like, I feel like everybody, the way they was kind of like hyped about him coming out of jail,
mm-hmm.
I thought that his comeback was going to be crazy, that he was going to be like a, you know, a top artist.
Yeah.
But dog, I couldn't name not one song he's put out since his release.
I can't either. But also, you got to think about it. Like, we say like a generation in hip hop is like 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was in jail for almost in a generation. Like,
that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So like, by the time he came out, the people who were really fucking with him are a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they're not, I don't know. I can't say maybe they're not checking for that music anymore, but like, he's just been gone for so long. We really didn't know what to expect from him at all.
Bro, if we're being honest, right, it's kind of like, you know, if you're dating somebody and you go to jail for 10 years, do you really think that they're not gonna at some point just move on because they're not seeing you no more?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as a fan.
Exactly.
You're not releasing music, you're not putting shit out, so do you really think fans are just gonna continue to listen to your old shit? And sure, they might, but at the same time, they wanna listen to new shit.
Exactly.
And they gonna find that shit somewhere else.
Exactly.
So,
and it's honestly, it's not like he had a lot of music when he went in.
Right.
So, right. You know, like, but exactly. I mean, hey, that's also I don't remember how long Remy was in jail for, but it was also
seven
a different
years?
Time of music. Well, it wasn't Smurda was in jail for about 7 years, but it was a different time of music.
Different time, because it wasn't the internet era just yet necessarily.
Yep,
it was the beginning of it, but it wasn't as entrenched as it is now.
True.
Because back then, I feel like it was like 2007, I think, when Remy got, or like 2008 when Remy
I think so, yeah.
got arrested. So it was like, the mixtape era almost.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
But she also came out and had bangers out the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she had a freestyle that was just right out the gate. Mm-hmm. And then her and Fat Joe did All the Way Up. And we all know where the fuck that went. So,
but that was after the fact, right?
Yeah, after she got out.
Yeah, for sure.
So sure. Like, and I can't say that it was all, I mean, I can't say that it was Fat Joe that got her on like that, because like I said, Fat Joe generally has one hit every year right before the summer, it's a summer jam, blah, blah, blah. That's all you really need for real.
Yeah.
But like, she didn't come out with like any projects that I really know of. I think she maybe came out with like a mixtape, and then she was on like two songs with Fat Joe,
mm-hmm.
and maybe another couple on other people's stuff, maybe.
Right.
But that was about it. So then she started doing what, Queen of the Ring or whatever the joint is called, the battle joint.
Oh, okay. I haven't peeped.
Was it her, or am I confusing her with Babs? No, Remy had a show where there was, I don't know. Like I'm pretty sure she had a show where people were like
battle rapping.
Yeah. Because because apparently the nigga on the show, apparently she's been people think she's fucking with.
Yeah, I have heard about that. Yeah, you're right.
So, but I mean, at least she came out the gate and had some hits off the jump. Like you said, Bobby came out and I think he made two songs, at least that I can think of, but I can't even remember who they were with or what they were at this point.
Yeah. And again, that was, like you said, almost 10 years ago, mm-hmm. which is crazy to think about.
Damn.
But, yeah. And I think it's a little more difficult now again, because people have so much options on what to listen to, mm-hmm. and if you don't come out with a banger the moment you put out your first song, then it's looking kind of short for you, because people are gonna be like, you know what, we've been good without him for the last 8 years, mm-hmm. I think we're gonna be good without him for
those fans. It's gonna take basically having a string of successive hits for them to be like, all right, I was wrong, let's go, let's mm-hmm. let we bang with this motherfucker again.
But see, that's why I feel like people who build their success off of diehard fan bases mm-hmm. are the ones who have longevity regardless, because those fans, if you know, they're going to want to listen to you regardless. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They're not going to fuck with you for your, you know, your hits or anything like that. They're going to fuck with you for the whole you as an artist.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's probably the best route to take if you want to be an artist or whatever.
That's very true. I agree with you on that. Yeah. But damn, memory is terrible right now. I'm sorry.
No, I'm
all right. Well, I guess we'll just go on to the next. Sorry, y'all. Well, Birdman and Manny Fresh are going to reunite for a concert in New Orleans. Mm. Now, this is actually what looks like is like an event type thing. I'm trying to see what the name of it is called. But apparently, it's going to be multiple events. They're going to be headlining multiple events in New Orleans, Reckless Weekend, that's what it's called, including a day party, a show with Bun B, and the biggest news involves the return of the Big Timers. So it's interesting, and I love to see it, because mm-hmm. this was like one of the hottest groups at the late 90s, early 2000s. Yep. They came up out of nowhere, literally just shooting up everything and was destroying everything. They got so famous so fast, mm-hmm. a bunch of unknown niggas from New Orleans. So it would be great to see them back together again. So if y'all are down there in New Orleans for the Reckless Weekend, which is March 20th, which is next weekend, this coming weekend, have a good old time with the Big Timers, man. It looks like it's about to be fun. I would love to go down there. But, this is apparently Cash Money label head Birdman says they're getting the band back together for another show on the 23rd of March at the Metropolitan Nightclub in New Orleans. Mm. So the Big Timers will be there performing. I don't know if that means, will it be the Hot Boys also? Maybe. Right. You never know, because they was all tied together at one point. But sounds like New Orleans is about to be fun for the next week and a half, dog.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, we all talk about how much we love hearing, a lot of legends performing again, mm-hmm. especially people that probably haven't performed in over a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure they haven't been on tour in a while. But, yeah, it's cool to see. I remember I always mentioned the Bone Thugs little tour, like the last 10 years or so. Like, I feel like that was, it was pretty cool to hear a lot of your, favorite rappers from back in the day touring and stuff. So
yeah.
That's just pretty dope.
That's how I felt about going to see Nas and Wu-Tang when they were performing. Mm-hmm. That shit was awesome. Now, I've seen them multiple times each.
Right.
But, like, I feel like that was the most energy, and I mean, it's crazy to say the most energy that I've ever seen Wu-Tang have on stage.
Yeah.
And Nas always puts on a great show. And the fact that he came out all decked out in gray Georgetown shit killed me, dog. Uh-huh. Like, it killed the whole, everybody in the audience is like, oh shit, nigga.
Hell yeah.
So yes, I love those fucking nostalgia concerts. I'll take them all the time. Welcome back to the Big Timers. Welcome back to the Hot Boys. And, I'm serious. If the Hot Boys go on tour, I'll especially if they go with somebody, let's go. Fuck.
Let's do it. I'm sure that shit will be lit.
Good old ratchet time.
Gotta love it.
All right, so let me see. T.I. apparently got jokes. mm-hmm. He says, when the first generation of trap music, people like me, Jeezy, Yo Gotti came out, we was rapping about the things we had done and got away with and moved on. You listen to these new age rappers, they talking about shit they finna do tomorrow. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of true.
Absolutely.
It's just like what? They used to be the drug dealers back in the day, and now they're the
drug users. Junkies, yep.
So it's just mm-hmm. like, he got what is it? He said this generation. Blah, blah, blah. If I can't read words on a screen, oh my God. This generation reminds me of every other generation, he said. You got some people who are exceptionally dope and some people who are just all right. You know what I mean? But there's a lot more to it, a lot more of it to choose from now. I feel that actually what they've done with music is equivalent to if they were to open up the doors of any arena and say, anybody think you can play basketball? Come on, out the stands, out here on the floor. Get you a jersey. Come on, man. Get in the game.
He ain't wrong.
He is not wrong. Yo. And that's the first time I've read the entire article, like, just to see what he said. Yeah. That's why I'm laughing so goddamn hard, because I agree with him 150%.
You know, and I feel like that should be, it shouldn't be this easy to just become a rapper, because I feel like there should be, just like with everything else, like a threshold they have to clear, i.e., you know, having to, you know, because now you could buy a $100 microphone. Mm-hmm. You know, a fucking $300-$400 laptop, and that's all you really need to record, to be honest.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, they kind of made it, like you said, they made it way too easy.
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
But yeah, and if you make it so easy, everybody's going to want to try it.
Exactly. So yeah. No, and definitely, obviously, it's going to water down the product, mm-hmm. and everybody's going to sound the same, because everybody mimics naturally what they like.
Exactly.
And that's, especially if you're not already a rapper, you're gonna,
and if you're, if you are purchased essentially to just be the next version of what you've heard before, mm-hmm. they're gonna push you to sound like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly, man.
Now this lets me know, where is the creativity today? Where is it really? Right. Where is it really?
Again, I think people like what they like, and they're not down to, you know, listen to or listen or make, you know, creative, you know, unique shit.
And that's the damn shame, because like the creativity is what wins you awards. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get Grammys and shit off of the creativity of your music and the energy and the style that you put into your music. Yep. You ain't gonna win no Grammy if you sound like the next 15 niggas on the charts.
Yeah, no. I mean, you might get, you know, a couple tens of thousands of IG followers, but that's about it.
Pretty much.
And IG don't put food on the table.
At all, man.
So,
all right. Yeah, well, man. Let me see this YSL case. Young Thug was just sitting in the trial looking confused, but apparently the lawyer for the state, the prosecutor, went off on some shit talking about that they didn't get to put in some evidence. They didn't get put in some evidence, and apparently that sparked an argument between the defendant's his lawyer and her, and they arguing so bad that the fucking sheriff's attorney had to come in. And we listened to the thing earlier, and we're not going to play it on the show because it's like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
But this lady just kept going on and on and on and on. And the guy was like, yo, it should have already been turned in. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, this is evidence that we should use, blah, blah, blah. Now, from what I know, from what I have seen in prior cases and on TV, because I am not a lawyer. Right. Let me just go ahead and put that out there. I am not a lawyer. You cannot add evidence
after
in the middle of the case after discovery or some shit like that. Like, you're supposed to have everything that you need put in at discovery, and then so you can't just randomly bring no random information later on. So
essentially you have to get the other side time to prepare an argument for whatever they're presenting.
Exactly.
Because it has to be fair. They can't just sneak one up on you.
Yep.
Shit like that. So
like, it sounds like she is in the wrong from the state. But again, I only got to listen to this whole clip, so I didn't get to listen to all of the resolution to this to see if it was something like that or if it was just some evidence that they were refusing to admit or whatever the case was. We don't really know exactly what's going on, but it kind of sounds like the state fucked up on something. They were trying to introduce some later evidence, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, because that's usually not what happens. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to pay more attention to see. I have to look into this and actually see what happened more. We can talk about it a little bit later next time.
Yeah.
After we figure out what the actual deal is and shit. But I'm gonna go ahead and give the mic over to my man Chris, because Kanye is his area of expertise, and apparently Kanye and Kai Cenat are having a little beef.
Yeah, man. So the long and short of it is that, for those of you that know, Kai Cenat is, you know, he's pretty much like the youth's, he's like the youth's this generation's academics is what I would kind of equate it to, in the sense that, you know, people of a certain age demographic, that, you know, are in the hip hop realm are probably watching Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's definitely an influential, you know, YouTuber, blog, streamer, whatever you want to call it, right? And he, I'm assuming, was sent over a package from Kanye for his new clothing drop that he just had on his website.
Okay.
And he went on his stream, tried it on, and it was like what looked like to be like a four sizes too big pair of pants that was sent to him.
Damn, that nigga skinny as shit.
Won't yeah, exactly. So, so pretty much he made a video of it, kind of clowning a little bit, because the whole time it was supposed to be a medium, but it fit like something crazy.
Wow.
So he was kind of like just clowning about it or whatever. And then Kanye seen the joint, and as I'm sure you all have who've kept up with Kanye these last couple years, I guess you want to say it, went off on a rant, went off going crazy, pretty much said like, yo, like, why are you talking shit about my shit? You know, you everybody knows that you're you've been paid to be controlled by, you know, whatever the fuck little conspiracy theory
Kanye's on this week. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and yeah, bro, it's just kind of, it's unfortunate, man, because, you know, people are actually liking the last album, the Vultures joint.
Uh-huh.
One of the songs on there reached number one.
Oh, shit, for
in
real?
In the charts, okay. Yes. Which is crazy because when I heard it, I was like, damn, not only did I not hear this song ever, but I also think it's kind of trash, if I'm being honest. But nonetheless, yeah, man, it kind of blows me, right? Because Kanye, like, I feel like the fact that he feels that he can't make music that people wouldn't like is honestly a very turn-off-y kind of
It's super arrogant.
For sure.
And it's like, it's not like the good arrogant that we were used to with Kanye.
No.
It's like that arrogant has just moved into the other arrogant.
Yep. And you know, it's crazy because like, what I do think that there are several like real issues, you know, that, you know, he kind of tries to argue, but the reality of it is when you look at how he is, it's hard to believe him that he's ever in the right in anything.
Yeah.
Especially like with the whole situations with Kim and his kids and shit like that. You know, he always goes around saying, oh, you know, I can't see my kids, but it's just like, bro, like,
you look are how you the are. Reason you can't see your kids.
Now, granted, I get that we don't see what goes on in that house.
Yeah.
We don't know what really 100%. But what we do know is that Kanye just be going on random spouts of, you know, just ignorance, if we're being honest.
Basically.
So it's a, yeah, man, it's kind of, it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that somebody who's as musically talented as he is, has an ear for music like no one else, ends up being like this.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, drinking your own Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we all know that you're good, and like, you know that you're good, but you, I guess it's like, he needed the validation so bad, and then the validation just kind of took over and became the arrogant Kanye that we today. Like, I mean, there is no I mean, there was barely any humbleness in Kanye to begin with.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, it seems like that was like a memory, like a far off dream of another time. I don't know. Like I said, I have no interest in listening to Kanye music. I don't buy Kanye's shoes. I don't buy his clothes. So all of this is irrelevant to me because I'm not supporting the nigga either way. I'm just talking about him and all the crazy shit that he does. Maybe that's supporting him because it puts his name out there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, same with me, honestly. Like, I listened to a little bit of... No, and this is just the truth. Like, I feel... And I've always kind of felt this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
As of recent, that I feel like Kanye's music is very, like, unfocused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just... Like, it literally feels, if I'm being totally honest with y'all, how I feel right now, which is like, it feels like somebody who's very high is just spouting out random shit.
That's like, it. Bipolarness, like, has entered his music.
Bro, it's so crazy because when the nigga put out Life of Pablo and he put out that song, the joint with Kid Cudi, the beautiful morning.
Yeah, okay. You know,
dog, when his first line was, and if I fuck this model and she just bleached her asshole, dog. When I first heard that, I was like, there's no way in hell, right? No way in hell. Much as like, even though I'm sure that that might have been something that happened, but that he really thought that artistically speaking, that that was the right bar to start off a song that the hook, the chorus, is saying beautiful morning. You know, I forgot what the joke said, but like, just like a very,
yeah, you know, upbeat, kind of like uplifting song.
Yeah. So for him to start it with, and if I fuck this model, and she just bleach her asshole, and she get blood on my, or bleach on my t-shirt, I'm gonna feel like it. Like, how is that like a good line to you? I never understood that. And again, mind you, this was, I guess, 2016, 2017, so almost true, 8 years ago. And it's still the same thing, if not even worse now. So for that reason, I haven't listened to Vultures. I barely listened to Donda, the first one, when it came out. I have a couple songs I do like on there. But for the most part, yeah, I'm good on it. And it's not even, I really could give a fuck about his opinions on shit. More so just the music for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's just not him.
Yeah. I mean, like, really, once the music stops hitting and you've got the other stuff that people will disassociate from your music, mm-hmm. because your music is so good, once you lose that barrier of the music still being good to block off the craziness,
for sure.
People are really just gonna not be fucking with you that much. So
that's true.
I can see more people being like you and kind of jumping ship as the music progresses to not be as good.
Yeah.
But then again, there are just like anybody else, there's those stands of his out there who are gonna love everything that he puts out.
Yeah. And again, you know, I can get both sides, but I just feel like when you get to a certain age, it's just like, man, like, why am I really being a fan of this guy? He doesn't even care about his fans, if we're being honest.
Facts.
So,
true.
This kind of is what it is.
Well, I hate to end on a sour note like that, but this does bring us to the end of the episode. Hey. Thank y'all for coming back and listening again. And yo, hey, be good. And if you can't be good, be the best you can be.
Hey, man, if you can't do that, man, make your mama proud, man. And also, fellas, the weather is getting nice outside. The sundresses is out.
Yeah.
The skirts is out.
Yeah.
The front lace wigs is out. Let's keep it respectful. All right.
All right, y'all.
And now, hold on. I ain't done yet.
I'm dying.
My niggas, if you got to stretch your t-shirt to walk out the house, if you got to pull it a little bit further down, you still have time.
Mm.
It's still that weather where it's like, you know, 60-ish. You could put on the hoodie, whatever, get away with it. But you got about T-minus 35 days or so before that sweater is going to have to come off eventually.
Yep.
Before you start smelling. You know what I mean? All right. So let's get in the gym. Let's start getting healthy. Drinking water, do whatever y'all gotta do, man. But remember, the sundresses is out. Girls is out here with no panties on, looking crazy with the sundresses.
Oh, my God.
And you want to be the nigga that she see and be like, that's the nigga I'm trying to hate on.
Exactly. All right, y'all. Take care of each other. Love each other. Wash your hands. Wash your ass.
Keep.
We out.
Peace.